EU bigwig lashes out at UK over planned illegal migrant crackdown. By Peter Cattle on March 10, 2023. A senior official within the European Union has lashed out at the British government over its planned illegal migrant crackdown. Ylva Johansson, the EU's Home Affairs Commissioner, has attacked Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's plan to crack down on illegal migrants as allegedly breaking international law, a claim which the British government has rejected. Under the country's new illegal migration bill, all those who arrive in the country illegally via small boat will lose all rights to claim asylum in the United Kingdom, and will eventually be deported back home or to a safe third country. Although authorities in Westminster believe that this will finally be the measure that ends the ever-worsening channel migrant crisis, globalists working within international organizations have expressed outrage over the scheme, arguing that it breaks various rules set out in international treaties. I spoke to the British minister yesterday on this and I told her that I think that this is violating international law, Johansson told Politico regarding the planned bill, referring to Home Secretary Sue Ella Braverman, who leads the government department with broad responsibility for border control, or lack thereof. The Eurocrat reportedly went on to add that all foreign arrivals should have the right to claim asylum, even if the receiving state has a good idea that their claims are bogus. You have to have some kind of individual assessment of people coming before you just put them into detention, she insisted, adding that those that are probably not in need of international protection should still have the right to have their application assessed, as if there is any real possibility that migrants arriving in Britain from France, a safe EU member state, are at genuine risk of persecution. The EU Commissioner's complaints against that the new boat migrant clampdown has been soundly rejected by Home Secretary Braverman, one of the key Conservative, Tory, politicians backing the bill. Speaking to Politico, a spokesman for Braverman said that the Home Secretary disagreed with her EU counterpart, with the minister said to have suggested that Johansson actually reads the detail of the bill once it was published. However, it will likely not be the European Union that Braverman will have to please once the full bill is published, with the United Kingdom's progressive-leaning civil service also reportedly up in arms about the move. According to a report by The Telegraph, many deep state bureaucrats within the Home Office are angry at allegations that they have sabotaged attempts to curb illegal immigration in the past. Others have said that they are struggling to reconcile the move with their own personal ethical convictions, suggesting that they may indeed have been less than enthusiastic about implementing pro-borders political policies in the past, while others allege that Britain was breaking a UN treaty with the bill. I have never been so embarrassed and ashamed to work for the department, I once loved one civil servant reportedly said in a message leaked to the press. Time to move on. Article 14 of the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights providers for the right to claim asylum. The UK voted for this, another added. If the right is universal, can we turn it into a privilege? Which is what this bill would appear to do, if we restrict who can even claim. They demanded. Theoretically, it is civil services' job to implement the policies of whichever elected politicians hold office, not challenge them. But it has long been believed that officials work hard to see to it that the country is governed as they believe it should be, and that they run rings around politicians who wish to deviate from the status quo. This situation was famously satirized in the British sitcoms Yes, Minister and Yes, Prime Minister, centered on the usually successful efforts of top official Sir Humphrey Appleby to thwart the policy initiates of his minister, who later became Prime Minister. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.